controversial March for Australia has sparked an outpouring of concern, with rallies planned across major cities this weekend, calling for an end to mass migration and retrieval of Australia's identity. Members of immigrant and multicultural communities fear they could become targeted. Rallies have been condemned by a number of left-wing groups, with the events reportedly linked with a white nationalist ideology, and the March for Australia website clearly stating no foreign flags. Dr. Cass Ross, independent researcher into extremism and far-right conspiracy theories, says the march is highly divisive.
This particular march is very, very divisive, and that's because the aim of this march, while it's called March for Australia, is an anti-migration march. The organisers have said that it's anti-mass migration, so they've tried to present a nuanced view that there's a difference between orderly migration and what we have now, mass migration. They portray that as just the indiscriminate letting in of anybody in the world into Australia. Obviously, that's inaccurate. We do have an orderly migration process, but they've called it a rally against mass migration, by which they actually mean against all migration. So the people behind the rally are basically calling for all migration in Australia to be stopped. They want to go a step further, and they've called for re-migration. So this was something that appeared on their website, which they've since taken down once people noticed it. But remigration is the idea that even if you were born here or your parents were born here, if you're not white, you need to leave the country and be deported. And it's an idea that comes from the neo-Nazi far-right movement in Europe. Not everybody going to the march actually understands what those ideas are.
How divisive is that component, calling on people that effectively don't know what they're signing up for?
It's very divisive because it's actually a bit of a bait and switch with the people who think they're going there to make a protest to the government about cost of living or housing or we need to buy Australian or something like that. But they're going there to be used for propaganda purposes. They've called no foreign flags at this rally, and they've included the Aboriginal flag in that.
You have touched on this, but the organisation's website states, for years, Australia's unity and shared values have been eroded by policies and movements that divide us. The march has been listed as an attempt to protect white heritage. Is this a front?
Yeah, definitely. One of the organisers, who's the national coordinator and the organiser of the Sydney March, has said very clearly, we need to get people understanding they need to protect Australian culture, and by that we mean European culture, and by that we mean white culture. This is where the organisers of the march are basically replicating neo-Nazi talking points about white Australians being replaced in their own country and that white Australians need to unite.
Before protests have even hit the street, a great deal of traction has been gained online. How significant is the online environment and that sense of preliminary fear around this kind of messaging?
This is absolutely central. This is something that has been organised online. It's been billed by the organisers as a grassroots movement, but it's something that's whipped up online. It's attracted quite a lot of attention.
Attention indeed continues as Sunday looms closer. Media coverage has increased, as have responses through online platforms. Victorian socialists and left-wing groups, including the Indigenous Social Justice Association, have taken to social media, urging an anti-fascist mobilisation, with ISJA saying the March for Australia demonstrations are a serious attack on Indigenous black and brown people, migrants, refugees and Palestinians. Strategic Executive Leader and former CEO of Multicultural Australia, Christine Carsley, wrote online stating migration is one of Australia's greatest success stories. She points to data saying that migration grows our economy, fills skill gaps and enriches our culture. Meanwhile, in a media release, the Federation of Ethnic Communities is calling for calm, unity and respect in the lead-up to the rallies, rejecting attempts to scapegoat migrants for Australia's economic or social challenges. Chair Peter Dukas said we can hold different views on policy, but we must never allow those debates to turn into attacks on people's identity or heritage. He urges leaders and communities to reject messages of racism. While a number of ethnic groups have been reported saying they remain concerned about going outside during the protests, Dr. Ross believes the rallies shouldn't be a reason to stay in.
My own personal opinion is that these rallies will be largely peaceful. I believe the organisers when they say that they're aiming to have peaceful rallies. So I think that people can go about their everyday lives and not be at all worried. They don't have to stay at home scared in their homes if they're not white. Unfortunately, all of this has just whipped it up into quite a bit of a frenzy, and the organisers are expecting really big numbers in the cities on these days.
The demonstrations have been called at 12 p.m. Sunday, a time coinciding with other rallies, a move Dr. Ross believes is deliberate.
I'd also point out that this rally was called deliberately and provocatively at 12 noon on a Sunday, which is the day that the big pro-Palestine rallies gather in the capital cities. Mm. And I believe that this was a deliberate provocation to try to engineer conflict, but I believe that police will be on top of it and will hold the two sides apart on the day.
It's my understanding that in 2024 there was a parliamentary report around right-wing extremist movements in Australia. Is this escalating and is further action needed from a political level?
Yes, I believe that they are escalating. If we look at previous attempt by Melbourne neo-Nazis to hold an anti-immigration rally in Melbourne, they had no attendees. It was just neo-Nazis on the steps of Melbourne's Parliament House. 2 years later, they believe that they've whipped up enough general public sentiment to have a big mass rally and to try to put the pressure on the government by holding this big event. I believe that they are escalating, that over the last 2 years, what we've seen is many people in what was called the Freedom Movement, which arose during the COVID era, many of those people now are replicating what we could call Nazi talking points. As to what else can be done about this, I note that we've had quite a lot of commentary about anti-Semitism in Australia and about the anti-Semitic attacks that we've seen and the motivations behind those attacks and who was doing them. The same groups that were calling out the anti-Semitic attacks do not seem to be calling out the action of neo-Nazis marching in our streets. I believe that there are adequate police laws in place that can be used by the police. I think we need to be pointing out the fact that neo-Nazis marching on the street is not a good idea. We need to be calling that out and developing some sort of social response.
Politicians like Pauline Hanson and Bob Katter are encouraging Australians to join, even backing it. What implications or consequences could arise from this?
Basically, the far-right strategy is to wedge politicians such as the Liberal Party and the parties that are further to the right, such as Pauline Hanson's One Nation, to wedge them on the issue of immigration. Those people calling for, those politicians calling for people to support the march are basically calling people to support the idea of a white Australia. Yet, if we look at Pauline Hanson's own party politics, candidates that she runs for election, she doesn't subscribe to that belief herself. So this is something that the organisers of this march on the weekend are setting to do, which is to wedge these kind of politicians on the right.
Dr. Ross says for people with legitimate concerns around things like housing, these kinds of demonstrations are not the right vehicle for sending messages to government.
Ultimately, this is a propaganda exercise for a white Australia, and I would be hoping that people would be against that concept, given the multicultural and successful multicultural country that we live in.
Dr. Cass Ross speaking with me.